long free flag. The floater from five, no take up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Right side from 10. He hit the shot.
And a pleasant good afternoon, and welcome to First Community Arena in Edwardsville, Illinois. And matinee action from the Ohio Valley Conference between the Morehead State Eagles and the SIU Edwardsville Cougars. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Morales along with Tom Lewis for MSU. It's about keeping the good times rolling, including Thursday's victory at Eastern Illinois. The Eagles have reeled off 11 wins in their last 12 games and sit tied with Western Illinois atop the OVC standings at 4-0 in league play. Standing in their way today is an SIU e-ball club that won 19 games a year ago, was picked second in the OVC's preseason poll behind Morehead State, and features three preseason all-conference players, and this promises to be a great battle here today. Stay tuned. We're talking with MSU coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes as we continue on the Eagle Sports Network. Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back. Morehead State on the road taking on SIU Edwardsville. I'm Chuck Morales, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Preston, this game matches up the team picked in the preseason poll number one, your ball club, against the team that was picked number two, SIUE. So obviously it's a huge game.
Yeah, without question, and rightfully so. You know, Brian's done a a tremendous job with this program since he took it over. And one of the things he's done a really good job with is retention. And so they've got a lot of the same players that they've had for 2 and 3 years, which in this day and age is just, you know, really unheard of. And they've got a toughness about them. They've got a niche in how hard they play, how physical they play. They're really good on the glass on both ends of the floor, just like us. And so, you know, this is a marquee matchup in our league, not just from the preseason standpoint, but as we sit here in mid-January right now.
Is this a game where, I hate to use the word statement, but in the sense it is a statement game?
I don't know. You know, we just take it one day at a time, to be honest with you. You know, it's exciting that we're on national television on a Saturday. You know, we get to kick off a full slate of college basketball on the premier network, you know, on ESPNU. And so, you know, that's obviously exciting. And then the two big-time matchups right here should be a fun atmosphere here today. But, you know, we approach this one just like we do anything else. Obviously, you know, it's a little bit different preparation with a quick turnaround and not having to shoot around and all those types of things. But, you know, that's the kind of things that a veteran ball club like ours has really done a nice job adjusting to and making sure that we're still getting prepared, even though our preparation might look a little bit different.
And that's the thing. You have a veteran ball club, a lot of seniors, a lot of graduate students, a lot of guys who've been around the block more than a few times. And we've talked about it before. I really love the way this team plays with so much poise.
Yeah, without question. And, you know, it just shows over 40 minutes, right? You look at each one of our games, you know, here in the OVC that, you know, teams have thrown a lot of different things at us. You know, we might prepare for one type of ball screen coverage and you get out, you know, you get in the game and it's totally different, right? Or they may throw some zones out there, some presses. And this team does a great job just not getting rattled. And what they really do a nice job of is making adjustments during game, you know, recognizing, okay, hey, we prepared for this. Now they're doing this. Let's make the adjustment. Let's reference, you know, a game that we had 3-4 weeks ago and or even a month ago that this was good. And so that's going to be the same type of look that we get. And, you know, they do a really nice job of just not getting rattled, not getting phased with all that type of stuff, and just continuing to just stay the course throughout 40 minutes. And so, you know, with that, that's a lot of that's got to do with their maturity for sure.
One thing they've done traditionally against your team to make it tough for you is their defense has made it difficult to score on. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, without question. You know, they're a really good defensive team. You know, they're going to be disruptive. They got great length across the board with the Wright brothers, and they got great versatility. They block shots. They rebound it. They'll do a lot of switching to try to take you out of, you know, some of the actions and plays that you want to do. And obviously, that's a big part of our identity on the offensive end. And this will be the first time that we've seen some iced ball screens consistently for 40 minutes, and really all year we haven't seen that. And so, you know, just getting our guys prepared for that was a big part of our plan yesterday, and then coming out and just making sure we're executing that in the heat of the moment here today is going to be really important.
And that's MSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with the gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Welcome back to First Community Arena in Edwardsville, Illinois, for OVC action between Morehead State and SIU Edwardsville. SIUE, coached by Brian Barone, year five with the Cougars, a record of 56-84, led them to 19 victories last year. The Cougars this year, 9-8, 2-2 in the OVC, coming off a win Thursday at home against Southern Indiana, 67-64. Right now they're tied for third place in the OVC with UT Martin, Little Rock, and Eastern Illinois, who Morehead State beat this past Thursday by 26 points on the road, 78-52. SIUE this year at home, 7-1. Here's the lineup for Coach Barone. Three guards and two forwards. At the point will be DeMarco Miner, preseason all-OVC pick, 6-foot junior from Chicago, averaging about 13 points, 8.5 rebounds at 6 feet even. That's pretty darn good. And about 2.5 assists per ball game. The second guard, Rayshawn Taylor, also a preseason all-OVC pick, 6'1 redshirt junior from Collinsville, Illinois. He leads the Cougars in scoring at 13.3 a game, 3.8 rebounds a contest as well. The third guard, Shamar Wright, their third all-OVC player in the preseason, 6'7 redshirt senior from Memphis, averaging just about 16 points and 4 rebounds. And on the front row, it's Terrence Thompson and Lamar Wright. Thompson, a 6'8 junior from La Crosse, Wisconsin, averaging just over 6 points, 5 rebounds. Lamar Wright, 6'7 redshirt senior from Memphis, averaging 9.6 points, 3.1 rebounds. Morehead State, Preston Spradlin, only 3 wins away from being 4th place all-time in victories at Morehead State coaching wins. He's got 127 of them right now. Wayne Martin next up at 130. MSU comes into this ballgame at 13-4, 4-0 in the OVC, tied for first place with Western Illinois. The Eagles are 5-4 on the road, coming off that Thursday victory at Eastern Illinois. Looks like we're going to be doing the national anthem here in just a moment. We'll see if we can squeeze in at least a couple of the starters for Morehead State. Three guards and two forwards. At the point will be Drew Thelwell, 6'3 senior from Orlando, averaging about 10 points, 3 rebounds, and an OVC best 6.2 assists per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Lathan, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging above 16 points and nearly 7 rebounds a game. And the third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from Milwaukee, or rather New Orleans. He is a transfer from UMass Lowell, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds. On the front row, Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Minix, the 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging above 18 points, second best in the conference, and 9.2 rebounds. Miles, 7-foot graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds. Your officials for this ballgame, John Dillon, Scott Tierney, and Ron Gengerbacher. And now our national anthem. Of the national anthem here at First Community Arena. Morehead State and SIU Edwardsville have been playing basketball against each other since 2010. Morehead State leads the overall series at 14-5, won 4 of the last 5 meetings. Last year, MSU beat the Cougars twice, 67-58 at home, and then on the road, 55-50 here in Edwardsville. Coming back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Before we get started, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. It's basketball this afternoon on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
I'm Chuck Moraz. He's Tom Lewis. We're here for Moorhead State's game at SIU Edwardsville. Tom, I look at Brian Baroni's record against the Eagles. It's 2-8 all time in 5 years. It seems better than that because the Cougars always play Moorhead very tough.
They do, and Coach Preston Spradlin, I think, touched on it really well in his pregame comments. Their style is just different from what MSU is used to seeing. And again, it's probably the first time all year that they'll see a team that runs the system that Baroni does. So it's hard to be sharp when you're not used to seeing a certain style. And I think that matchup alone makes it a difficult time for MSU. But 2-8, the Eagles typically rise to the challenge, but it's never, ever easy, especially here in Edwardsville.
One of the keys today for Moorhead State might be Jordan Lathan, and people will say, look, Jordan scored in double figures in the last 12 games, averaging almost 22 points a contest. Why would he be so much of a key? Well, he banged up that right shoulder in the game at EIU on Thursday and has had some difficulty with that, and in warm-ups was having a bit of trouble shooting the three. He was hitting some shorter-range shots with no issue, but that three-point ball, which for the season, he's 41% from outside the arc. That's such a big part of his game. So we'll see how he is, because if he's struggling to score, that puts the pressure on the other Eagles to put points on the board.
It really does, but as we've seen all year, typically when one of the key scorers is having trouble, somebody else tends to step up. Hopefully that'll be the case again today if Jordan is ineffective. And if you'll recall, Thursday night he had 18 points in the first half, only two in the second, and probably because he took a couple of shots that impacted that shoulder. He could barely move his arm or lift his arm yesterday. Looks a little better today, but we'll see how much that impacts his game.
Morehead State dressed in the black uniforms this afternoon. Blue letters, blue numerals, and gold and blue trim. As for SIU Edwardsville, the white uniforms with the cardinal red numbers and letters and some cardinal and black trim. MSU will be going right to left on your radio dial as we get things started here from First Community Arena. This ball game is on ESPNU today, so we're waiting for the TV to rejoin us. And it's mascot day here, and we've got, I think, mascots from every conceivable source besides the Cougar mascot here for this ball game.
No, he's here. It's his birthday.
And the opening tap controlled by Moorhead State. Andrew Thelwell, who comes down the middle across the timeline into Taylor, works off the screen for Minix, high left. Skips it back out front to Lathan, left to right. Thelwell wanted the pass, but Lathan drives the left wing and bounces toward the free throw line. Miles, 17 to shoot. Pass to the far side to Thelwell, but Lamar Wright reaches in on that pass and fouls, so first foul of the ball game belongs to Edwardsville. Moorhead State with a new 20 on the shot clock. Right hash inbound, offensive end, Lathan.
Interesting defensive matchup right off out of the get-go. They had Lamar Wright at 6'7", guarding Lathan.
Far side, Lathan controls on Taylor. Skips it toward the right corner. Minix, he'll take it down the baseline. Double team, 10-footer, in and out and back in again. So Morehead State will start with the lead at 2-0.
And we talk about the importance of Lathan. Oh, yeah, that other guy, Riley Minix, and he gets the Eagles started right off the bat.
Yeah, 27 to DIU. Here's Miner at the right side answering with a 16-foot jumper. 2-2 the score. They always play Morehead State so very tough, especially here in Edwardsville. Minix out front. Pitches it toward the left elbow, coming back for it, Miles. Miles holding, bounce left block extended. Minix spins to the baseline, fakes, looks, right corner, open. Lathan, the three ball, in and out, no. Offensive rebound, Minix underneath, a bounce. He'll try the left, miss it, get it, tip it up, it'll roll and go. 4 points for Riley Minix at the Eagles on top 4-2. Right sideline, Taylor hustles offensive end, cuts left toward the top of the key. Left hash, Miner toward the far corner. Shamar right, and back out to Miner around the right. Off it goes to Taylor, to Thompson toward the right elbow. Back up top, Lamar right, goes baseline, puts up a hook shot, clears everything. He's knocked down by Khalil Thomas, who will pick up a foul as he knocked him down, and it'll be two free throws line right for SIU Edwardsville in the form of Lamar Wright, who at the line this year is 68%.
That was an easy call for the officials. Thomas trying to defend, but definitely was leaning in as he went up with the shooter right.
Lamar Wright takes a big, deep breath, pounds it down, looks up, the push with the right hand, free throw up off the rim and no good. His brother, Shamar, a little bit better at the free throw line at 71%. The Cougars as a team, just under 71%, eighth best in the OVC.
A couple of guys that can stroke it at 86 and 88% on that roster as well.
Wright cans the second freebie, full court pressure, at least momentarily by the Cougars, who back off down 4-3. Across the line, Lathan leaves it left of the logo, Thelwell. Thelwell on Miner. Man-to-man, Cougars. Bounce toward the right hash, coming around for it. Thomas, a couple of bounces, back up top of the key, Miles left to right around the arc. Thelwell comes for it to the right block, double team. They have him trapped, he's looking. Free throw line, Miles, nine to shoot. Miles drives it down the lane, left block, turns, hooks, and missed everything on the air ball. Taken off by Miner for SIU Edwardsville. There's that collapsing defense that we talked about. Miner right side, he'll shoot the three, bangs it off the rim, no. Left of the lane, the rebound. Thomas for MSU, he'll hustle up the right sideline, cut to the middle, go high left to Thelwell. Cut off there by Taylor, high right, Minix on the drive to the lane. Left of the lane, the 12-footer rolls off the rim, inside the lane. That board taken down by Miner of SIU Edwardsville. Miner comes the other way, high left. Coming around for it, Taylor back behind him. Taylor working top of the key. Trying to drive, can't do it on Lathan. Near side, goes to Lamar right, missed the three-pointer. Free throw line rebound, Thelwell, Morehead State. Drew across the timeline, right to left. Sets up out top, keeps the dribble there as he surveys the defense. Skips it left of the lane, off to Minix on Lamar right. He'll try to back him to the lane. Look, free throw line. Lathan lost it, got it back at the left wing. High left, Minix, the long three. Bottom of the iron, no. Floor rebound. Comes to Thomas of SIUE.
Eagles seem a little bit impatient on offense early.
Taylor at the right wing. Off the screen, he'll shoot the three. In and out, no. Rebound tapped up. Shamar right hand took it away, got it back as it was knocked away in the lane. Turns, hooks, and misses. Minix takes down this rebound for MSU and got it through Drew Thelwell. 16:41 to go in the half. Morehead State up 4-3. Thelwell wide right. Leaves it up top, Miles. Near side, Thomas. Thomas holding. Free throw line, Thelwell. Drew holding, looking. Right hash, Lathan. 10 to shoot. Head of the key, Miles. Alley-oop down low. Hits the iron. He was looking for Minix on that alley-oop. Instead, SIU has the basketball coming the other way. Miner into Thomas to the right wing. Trying to snake his way in there. Lost the ball. They tie up. Miner still has it. Now tied up by Morehead State's Khalil Thomas. Possession life to the Cougars with 17 showing on the shot clock. And full-scale changes for SIU Edwardsville as they've got Arnas Akinas, 6'11 sophomore from Tinley Park, Illinois, coming in. Also coming in, Desmond Polk, a 6'4 redshirt junior. And let's see, one more, and trying to pick that up.
It was Toronto.
Toronto. Eddie and Toronto from Miami, Florida, the 6-foot junior. SIUE offensive end, Shamar Wright to Paul Cumming. Miner, check that free throw line. Stop, pop, in and out, no. Fellwell the board, turning it the other way for MSU. Down the right side, Lathan coming down the baseline. He'll fade, fire from 17, off the iron, off the glass, and in. Jordan Lathan's first two, Morehead State up 6-3 as we wind under the 16-minute mark here in the first half. Sakinas has it, high right to Polk, curling out front. Far side to Miner. Left to the lane, Shamar Wright. In on Minix, turn, fade and fire from 14 and hit. His first two. Averages, as we talked about 16 a game.
Nice mid-range jumper right there, fadeaway.
6-5, MSU by one. Fellwell down central across the timeline off the Minix screen. Gives it to Riley, high left. He'll work it down the left wing on the dribble and back out to Miles. High right to Fellwell. Wide left, Thomas had a screen, didn't use it. To Fellwell, 12 to shoot, and back out to Thomas up top. Lathan near wing. Free throw line coming back, Minix. Minix to the near side to Lathan. On that switching man-to-man, Lathan jumps into a three. Bangs it off the rim, no good. Left block rebound, Miner for SIU Edwardsville. Far side, Sakinas. He'll shoot the three. Nope. Baseline left rebound, Morehead State. Fellwell.
Lathan now 0 of 2 from three-point range coming out of the shoot here.
Fellwell working that dribble out top between the legs. Takes it left to the lane. Curls back to his right, to the right block, to the goal, and a scoop off the glass and through.
Fellwell,
first 2 points.
He's a guy who can give you some points if Lathan is limited today. Drew typically loves to facilitate, but he can score.
Miner at the right arc. Moves in, shoots from 19. Open, he'll can that jumper. No one came out to pick him up. He's got 4 points, 8-7 Morehead State with the lead in the ball. 14:07 to go in the first half.
Still haven't gotten to our first media timeout. We're 2 minutes below that mark.
Miles back to Fellwell, driving right of the lane. Pulls up the dribble. Near side, Thomas. Catch and shoot, three. Clank off the heel of the rim. Baseline right, the rebound, Miner for SIU Edwardsville. Little guy at the left sideline will turn it toward the top of the key. Drive left of the lane on Fellwell. Fade and fire from 10, and he'll give Edwardsville the lead with that bucket. He's got 6 points. It's 9-8 in favor of the Cougars. Drew Fellwell down the middle. Brings it through the logo on Toronto. High right. Now leaves it out front for Miles toward the near side. Thomas, 15 on the shot clock. Clears it back out to Minix. Right hash coming up the sideline. Lathan for it. 10 to shoot. Free throw line. Minix turns, fires, and swish. Riley Minix with 6. Morehead State regains the advantage at 1. 10-9. 13:09 to go in the half. We're waiting for that first media timeout. Just been playing on here.
Yep.
Miner just inside the line. Wants Dorado. Can't find him. And some Morehead man-to-man. Right wing instead to Polk. Miner comes over and takes the pass. He'll drive baseline right. Back up. Shoot from 18. Air ball. Taken down baseline left by Minix. Minix does it himself across the timeline with the left-hand dribble. Wide left, Thomas. Khalil turns right. Comes toward the top of the arc. Left side, Fellwell. Left side. He throws it down to Minix. Minix tied up as he tried to get to the block. Possession life to Morehead State. Now we'll have a media timeout. Our first of the afternoon. 12:37 to go in this first half of play at First Community Arena. Morehead State leads on the road over SIU Edwardsville 10-9. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Moorhead State on top by 1, 10-9. 12:37 to go in the first half. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. Some numbers brought to you by Whitaker Bank. MSU 5 of 13 from the field. SIUE 4 of 11. Moorhead has yet to shoot and hit a 3. Rather, they shot 4 and missed all of them. Same thing for SIUE. Rebounding 8-7. Moorhead, top scorers in the ball game. Riley Minix leads MSU with 6. DeMarco Miner leads the Cougars also with 6.
One other little stat to throw in, kind of a key to the game. Really want to limit second chances for SIUE offensively. And so far, the Cougars with only one offensive rebound. Moorhead State leads second chance points early 2-0. And another thing to point out, Chuck, even with that extended first segment because of the delayed media timeout, Eagles still have not gone to their bench.
14 to shoot, more in after the inbound, the offensive end. 10 to shoot, high left, Thelwell controls. He'll try to angle in, can't do it. 7 to shoot, backs out. 6 to shoot, 5 to shoot. Now he'll shoot a 3 and miss it. MSU now 0-5 outside the arc. 10-9, the Eagles on top. Eddie Ricks has come in for Riley Minix for MSU. Taylor out toward the left hash, controls, turns right, comes toward the near hash to Brian Taylor, who just came in. Brian Taylor down the right wing, dribbles it down and goes back out to Taylor. Taylor down the left side. Floats out, comes forward. Right corner, Brian Taylor. He'll shoot the 3. Side of the rim, no. Rebound baseline left, Thomas, who hustles up the right sideline for MSU, races it down and gives it high right to Lathan. Open look 3, bottom of the iron, no. Floor rebound, picked away by Polk for SIUE. Lathan now 0-3 outside the arc. Brian Taylor controls, backs it out to his left to the logo. Dancing high left now on Thelwell, far sideline Taylor. MSU in that sagging and switching man-to-man as well. To the right side it goes to Polk off the screen and whips it back out to Taylor instead of taking a shot. Thomas fights through a screen to guard Taylor, who spins to his left, 360s and scores on the 16-footer. And just like that, SIUE in front 11-10 as we seesaw back and forth with 11:13 to go in the first half here in Edwardsville. Minix about to come back in for Moorhead. Thomas out to Ricks. Ricks between the circles, holds. Left side, Thomas, catch and shoot three. He's open but missed it. Right block rebound. SIU Edwardsville, Brian Taylor. He'll run down the left sideline, cut to the right, look toward the left side. To Thompson, he'll drive baseline left. Taylor took it in, reverse layup, high off the window and in.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. 13-10, SIU Edwardsville. My computer stats are frozen up.
So have mine.
Now here's Miles the other way with the layup off the feed from Thelwell. Miles with his first 2 ties the game at 13-all. We check that, Moorhead down by 1, 13-12. Taylor circles along the arc, stops high left toward the corner to Lamar right. Left block extended. Thompson on Miles, tries to pound his way in there, takes it to the lane, hooks it, roll and go. Terrence Thompson's first 2 make it 15-12, SIUE. Out of the backside, it's Moorhead State through Thelwell, coming right to left. Down the near side, Thomas. Out to Ricks, and now we've got an illegal screen set by a Moorhead State player, Lathan. First foul on Lathan, second on Moorhead State, and immediate timeout. 9:57 to play first half here at First Community Arena in Edwardsville, Illinois, in this OVC battle. SIU Edwardsville 15, Moorhead State 12. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
State trailing at SIU Edwardsville 15-12 with 9:57 to go in the first half. And we'll present by the numbers, brought to you by Whitaker Bank. SIUE now 7-15 from the field, 0-5 outside the arc, 1-2 at the line. Moorhead State 6-17 in field goals, 0-7 outside the arc, not shot, free throw, rebounding 10-9 Edwardsville. And when you look at turnovers, one for Moorhead State, none for the Cougars.
SIUE has hit its last three field goal tries and five of its last seven. Moorhead State in the midst of a bit of a scoring drought.
Eagles have Fellwell. Now Jerome Morton for the first time. Ricks, Zach Iemi for the first time. And also Minix has returned. Ryan Taylor, Rayshawn Taylor, Thompson, Lamar Wright, and I think it's Shamar Wright. Yes, it is. We're waiting for TV to rejoin us, and here they are. Backcourt far side at the hash. Rayshawn Taylor inbounds to Brian Taylor. Rayshawn has it back. He'll come across with a right-hand dribble. Switch to the left side. Ricks picks him up high left. He'll turn right, come top of the key, trying to drive. Got to the block, turns to his left, fades, fires from about eight, missed the shot. Morton the rebound, Moorhead State. Right sideline, backcourt, Fellwell. Fellwell gets across the timeline on Brian Taylor, runs the near side, feeds it across, Ricks on the drive toward the corner, lost the ball, knocked away, steal SIU Edwardsville, Brian Taylor with it. Taylor looking to the right side, to Lamar Wright, to Shamar Wright at the arc. Right block back to Lamar. He'll try to fight in there in a double team, partially blocked by Ricks, who pulls down the rebound. Check that, Iemi with the block on the rebound.
That was great weak side help. Wright had his man beat. Iemi out of nowhere with the rejection.
Now he has it in the lane. Baseline left the lamp and missed it as he got a good feed from Fellwell. Ball ricochets away to Rayshawn Taylor of SIUE. Rayshawn Taylor on the move, pushes off on Ricks, backs out straight away. Three ball, it's in.
You don't want to see him get hot. He has been an Eagle killer. During his career, he has dealt with three anterior cruciate ligament injuries in his college career, but even when he has hurt Moorhead State.
He's got 5 points. Moorhead State down in this ballgame, 18-12, working the offense. Right side, Morton on the drive, baseline, five-footer, missed everything. Rebound tapped around, coming away to Lamar Wright. For SIU Edwardsville, midcourt, left sideline, Rayshawn Taylor. Behind the back dribble, trying to work on Morton, had a screen, goes to the baseline, in on Iemi, feeds it left of the lane, Thompson. Thompson on Morton, they double him now, back to the corner, right. He's open, he'll shoot the three, clangs it off the rim, no, left of the lane, the rebound. MSU, Zach Iemi.
And again, Moorhead State limiting SIUE to just one chance.
Fellwell across the line. MSU could use some points, down by six, 7:59 to go in the half. Fellwell right wing, high left, Minix, he's open, catch and shoot three, bangs it off the rim, no, baseline left, rebound, Rayshawn Taylor, SIU Edwardsville. He'll run right at the logo to the offensive end, trying to get in there on Ricks, can't do it, back out to Thompson up top. Thompson looking down low, instead to the right side, Shamar Wright working on Minix, crossover dribble, nothing doing there. High left, Brian Taylor driving on Morton, baseline right, lost the handle on the ball, off of Morton, out of bounds with 14 to shoot. Cougars will get it, changes made as Lathan coming in for Moorhead State. Miner back in along with Sakinas, I think Polk, and also Torado.
Media timeout. 7:37 to play in Edwardsville, and It's the Cougars leading Morehead State's Eagles 18-12 as we go to the break on the Eagles Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals. Serving farmers since 1918.
Well, I'll give you some numbers, but my computer stats have gone black on me on my computer screen, so nothing to tell you there. But the big number is that SIU Edwardsville leads Morehead State 18-12. Here in the first half, with only 7:37 to go. Morehead State struggling on offense thus far, Tom. That is a fact. They're having trouble with this SIU Edwardsville defense. And even when the Eagles get open looks, they're not making them. I hate to say it, but they appear to be almost a little bit tired.
A little tired, maybe a little bit hesitant. But, yeah, not what we expected to see out of the gate. Now, obviously, just a six-point game, so it's not like they're getting blown off the floor, but we certainly want to see the Eagles kind of turn a corner offensively here shortly and not let this get too far out of hand.
14 to shoot. SIU in the offensive end. The Cougars will have it baseline right to inbound. Again, 14 to shoot. And inbounding Polk feeds it out to Sakinas. Knocked away from him. Lathan taps it ahead to Thelwell. He's got an open look. Driving right angle. Two-hand slam!
That ought to wake him up a little bit.
Hey, and he put that thing down with authority. Drew Thelwell with four. Morehead State down 18-14. Drops back inside the half-court line to defend. Miner, far side, Toronto against the man-to-man. One step right, goes back out to Miner. Drives the right arc. Crossover dribble, got to the lane. Left of the lane, jump shoot from 10 and hits. That's what he can do. Miner is very good at mid-range jumpers. He's got eight. The lead now at 6 points for SIUE at 20-14. 6:57 to go in the half. Thelwell drives the left side. Works it back out. Near side. Back down the arc to Thelwell. Or rather, Lathan out to Thelwell. Thelwell right side to Ricks. Eddie holding, looking. 13 on the shot timer. He'll back it up to the hash. Cross court left side. Thelwell catch and shoot. Three. Clang off the rim. No. Free throw line rebound. Tap to Ricks. Far side. Minix. MSU resets. Wide right. Thomas. High left. Thelwell. He'll drive the lane. Bounce baseline left. Ricks fakes. Puts it up. Missed the shot. But drew the foul. He'll get two.
Eagles that trip a little more patient and alert, it seemed. Very crisp ball movement. Reversed the floor a couple of times. And that extra pass right there at the end, Ricks drawing the foul, but it was the right decision to get the ball to him and let him try to take it to the rack.
Fouls on Sakinas, his first. Number two on SIUE, line left for two shots. Eddie Ricks for Morehead State, first one up, back of the rim, and uh-uh. A little too strong. Eddie remains scoreless at the line this year, 62%. Sakinas comes out, replaced by Thompson for the Cougars and head coach Brian Baroni. Ricks with another one, trying to get his team within five if he can sink it. Stands in, looks up, right-hand push, too strong. Rebound Thompson, SIU Edwardsville. Can't miss out on opportunities like that. Miner across the timeline through the emblem. Trying to work off a screen from Thompson. Comes into Thomas high left. Back out to Shamar Wright, taking it left of the lane. Far corner, Toronto. Catch and shoot three. Looks long, it is. Rebound free throw line. DeMarco Wright. He'll take it to the near side, put up the 12-footer swish. He's got 10. He's unstoppable right now. When he gets an open look at mid-range, it's almost automatic. He's
that really good a shooter.
He really is.
The first second-chance points of the afternoon for the Cougars.
22-14. Now the Eagles give it up at the other end. Toronto driving a right wing. Back to the near side. Polk taking the baseline. 17-foot jumper in and out. No. Fight for the rebound. Marco was climbing the back over. DeMarco Wright was climbing the back of Thomas. Didn't get the foul, but did knock the ball out of bounds. That should have been a foul on SIU Edwardsville.
Absolutely should have.
SIUE sends in Rayshawn Taylor to the lineup. When a six-footer drives over the back of a 6'5 guard, there is no way there was not contact. But we'll play on. Thelwell on a pose across the timeline with his team down 22-14. Thomas to Ricks to the right hash and Lathan. Cross court, Ricks high left. He'll take it down the left wing to Thelwell. He'll swing it back out front on the dribble. To Ricks near side, off the screen. Eddie for three, side of the rim, no. Offensive rebound, left block, Lathan. Lathan clears it back out to Thelwell and threw it over his head into the MSU backcourt. And yep, it's over and back, and Morehead State gives it right back to the Cougars. MSU looks completely out of sync.
Only four turnovers, and that's a little bit hard to believe watching this game in person. It seems like there have been a few more. Morehead State just continues to struggle with its offensive flow.
Miles will come out onto the hardwood for Morehead State with Ricks leaving. Jerome Morton checks in for Thelwell, who takes a break. He won't be on the bench long. 22-14. SIUE with the lead in the basketball. Right sideline inbound. Polk out to Thompson, offensive end. Far side, right. Right on Thomas. Starts in. Stops, pops from 18. Got it. Use that jab step to clear out Thomas and then knock down the jumper. He's got 12 already. He's leading his team. And they lead by 10 at 24-14. Minix down the left arc. Back out top. Miles high right, swinging out for it. Lathan high left. Thomas, and now an illegal screen set by Miles. His first, Morehead State's third.
I'm not sure Coach Preston Spradlin can wait till the next media timeout.
Yeah, Morehead State needs to regroup. And now Zach Iemi will come in for Miles. Miles has had a problem with moving screens this year. Yeah. He really has. He's got a lot of fouls that way that has piled up against him over the course of this season. Down central, Rayshawn Taylor, left-hand dribble across the line on Morton. High left to Polk, down the sideline, coming back up Miner. Miner on Thomas. Wants to go with him at the head of the key. Takes it high left. Jump and shoot from 18, in and out, and back in again. Yeah, he can't miss right now. And you're right.
There is that timeout.
Polk, rather Miner, with 14 points. And it's 26-14 in favor of SIU Edwardsville with 4:39 to go in the half. And Preston Spradlin says, we need a timeout. Someone's got to find a way to stop DeMarco Miner. And he's the difference in this ballgame, really. Without him, it's a lot closer, but I'll tell you what, he's been playing lights out.
6 of 9 from the floor, 12 points, as you mentioned. So just about half of his team's markers on the day already. SIUE on an 8-0 run over the last 2.5 minutes and a 13-2 run over the last 5.5 minutes. And Morehead State in the middle of a 2-minute, 50-second scoring drought. That is a recipe for problems if you're the Eagles.
Iemi, Minix, Thomas, Morton, and Lathan on the hardwood for MSU, who has it to inbound. Right to left at 94 feet. It's Minix to put it in play. Lathan right at the baseline will take it as he'll be checked down the floor by Rayshawn Taylor.
And a quick correction, Miner 7 of 10, 14 points.
Iemi has it up top. Curling along the arc back out front, Thomas for the pass. Thomas high left to Lathan, 15 on the timer. Lathan backs it up straight away, driving right of the lane to the goal, feeds it up on the wild shot, missed Iemi, offensive rebound, put it down on the bounce, had it knocked away out of bounds. Had Zach gone right back up, I think he had a chance to score, but he put the ball down right under the goal, and three Cougar players had him surrounded. One of them knocked the ball out of play.
I was a little screened by the official. It looked to me like maybe he had a hard time getting the handle as he had to reach quite a ways to get that ball.
Seven to shoot, inbound, top of the key, Thomas, near side, Lathan, five to shoot. He'll angle in, fade and fire with three to shoot, 18-footer, no. Rebound tapped to the near side, taken away by Lamar Wright of SIU Edwardsville to Miner. Miner down the near side as he tries to drive around Lathan. Lathan reaches in and fouls in his second, and Morehead State fourth. Yep. Shamar Wright back in for SIUE. Baseline right, 24 to shoot. Rayshawn Taylor inbounds for the Cougars. Looks into the right corner. Shamar Wright. He'll circle that. All right, back out front, leave it on a hop to Miner, and coming back out for it, Shamar Wright. They run the weave out front to Rayshawn Taylor. He has the ball knocked away, picked away by Lathan. He's one on three. He'll take it to the hole, scoop and score. Jordan Lathan outraced three Cougar defenders. He's got 4 points. 26-16. Now at the other end, Rayshawn Taylor has the ball knocked away again. Iami dives for it in the lane, falls on top of it. Possession light to SIU Edwardsville, and we have a media timeout. Morehead State down by 10, trying to rally here late in the first half. 3:36 to go in the first stanza. It's 26-16, SIU Edwardsville at home over Morehead State. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis on the Eagle Sports Network.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IG in Morehead. USDA boneless beef chuck roast is only $5.99 a pound. Lean Cuisine and Stouffer's entrees are specially priced at just $2. And the 3-pound bag of Clementine mandarins is only $3.99. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IG in downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
We go inside the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. They don't look good right now for Morehead State. SIU Edwardsville at home leads the Eagles 26-16 with 3:36 to play in the first half. Morehead State just 30.8% from the field, 8 of 26, 0 of 10 from three-point land, nothing of 2 from the free throw line. SIUE is 12 of 26 from the floor, 46.2%, 1 of 8 from long range, 1 of 2 at the line, rebounding 14-12. SIUE turnovers, 6-2 Morehead State. None of the numbers right now favoring MSU.
Most of those numbers aren't that bad. The ones that really are the shooting percentages, and you mentioned it a few minutes ago. It's not that the Eagles have had a ton of really bad looks. I do think they've been a little impatient and maybe have settled when they should have made that extra pass, which has been a trademark of this offense all year. But 0 of 10 from three-point range, incredibly concerning.
Baseline left, Rayshawn Taylor, 21 to shoot, offensive end inbound, looks underneath to Shamar Wright, takes it to the baseline, circles back to his left, lost the handle, stolen away by Jerome Morton. Left side in the corner, Lathan. He'll try to angle in, gets into two defenders, puts up the short shot, missed it, had the rebound knocked out of his hands by Miner, who took it away and comes the other way, left to right for SIUE at the right wing. He'll drive around Morton to the baseline, got to the goal, put up a shot, blocked away by Iami. Knocked to the free throw line. Shamar Wright back to the goal with left-hand layup. It's in.
Eagles had to get that rebound. That was a good initial block by Iami. Nobody else crashed to get the loose basketball.
28-16, MSU down by 12. 3 minutes to play in the half. Thelwell back in there. High left, Minix wide open. Catch and shoot three.
Ooh.
Knocked out is Minix, and the ball was in and out, no good. Minix, though, earns three free throws after the foul on Shamar Wright, his first. And for SIU Edwardsville, that will be foul number three.
I thought that was going to be a four-point play opportunity. That ball went about halfway down and then scooped right back out of the cylinder.
Minix, line left, will shoot three. Riley, on the year, has been outstanding at the free throw line, 87%. We talked about, came in second in the OVC in terms of per game scoring at 18.4 points a ball game. Brian Taylor checks into the SIUE lineup. Morehead State sending Khalil Thomas in for Jordan Lathan.
18.4 points a game overall in OVC play. Riley at 22.5 markers.
Well, actually, he just went over. Lathan went over to talk to Preston Spradlin, so he's still in there. Free throw by Minix, up and in. Riley now with a team-best 7 points. Had 27 the other night at Eastern Illinois. Minix with the second one, puts it up and through. He's been such a great addition to this ball club. Lathan is out, by the way, so Morehead State has Morton, Thelwell, Minix, Iami, and Thomas on the hardwood. Minix with the third one. Flips it up with the right hand and gets it to go. Perfect shot there. 9 points for him. Morehead down, though, 28-19. Dropping inside the midcourt line to defend as coming across.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Line X and Morehead, located just off I-64.
Apologize for the technical difficulties. 1:18 to play in the half. Morehead State down 28-19 to SIU Edwardsville. Cougars with the basketball just inside the line. Rayshon Taylor to Miner, high left. Miner curls right off the screen. Backs it up, looks, surveys the defense. 18 to shoot, 105 to play in the half. Miner out front on Ricks. Jab step in. He'll shoot from three-point land straight away and miss it. Left block rebound, Thelwell, Morehead State. Good defense by Ricks. Thelwell, down the near side, clears it high right to Ricks, and we have an illegal screen set by Deontay Miles. He's got two fouls, and both of them for that same call.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one either.
50 seconds to play in the half, and the Cougars, with their 9-point lead, will get the basketball back. I didn't see it, Tom, so I can't say good or bad in terms of what I think about that call.
Coach Preston Spradlin didn't see it either, and he's having a talk with one of the officials about it.
Miner walks it across the timeline. Right of the logo, Brian Taylor down the right sideline, backboard, Shamar right, out front, Thompson to his left. Thompson toward the left side, Rayshon Taylor comes out, takes the pass, and works it back to the line. In on Ricks toward the top of the key, driving left of the lane, turns to his right, gets to the right block, fakes once, twice, puts up a pass, now it's blocked, and Minix has it for Morehead State.
Eagles seem to be doing a better job. The Cougars are still getting dribble penetration, but the Eagles seem to be picking it up and collapsing a lot better and shutting down the kick.
Right hash dribble, standing there, Thelwell, 11 seconds to play in the half. Drew comes left off the double screen up top, takes it right of the lane, looks for Minix, he's open high left. He'll drive the angle, 4 seconds to go at the block. He fades and fires off the glass, off the rim. No offensive rebound, Miles. And he took some contact, and I think he was fouled.
He was, and there will be a shooting foul. Near side official, very definitive with his indication. Yes, that was a foul. Yes, 2 shots before time expired. Now, they may take a look at it just to be absolutely certain, but I'm pretty sure Deonte Miles is going to get a couple of freebies here.
I believe it was DeMarco Miner who was whistled for the SIUE foul. That would be just his first, if it stands, and the third on the Cougars. Morehead State down 28-19, and hopefully Deonte Miles getting a couple of free throws. And Deonte has struggled from the free throw line this year. He does a lot of good things defensively, but free throw shooting is not his forte. He's 48% from the charity stripe for the campaign. Now all three officials will confer with one another and make sure that they've got this thing right. They're going to put
.8 back on the clock, and 2 free throws coming for Deonte.
Just enough time for hopefully a couple of made free throws by Deonte Miles. Morehead State can use points from anywhere right now. Just 19 first-half points. 13 of 32 from the field is SIU Edwardsville, only 41%, but they lead in this ballgame. Morehead State only 28% from the field at 8 of 29. And get this, folks, 0 of 11 from three-point land. That's unheard of for this MSU bunch that is such a good long-range shooting team.
Eagles have limited the Cougars to just one of their last 7 field goals, but the problem is the Eagles are only one of their last 8.
Miles for 2, line left. Big guy stands in there, left hand push the first one, and spins off, no good. Hopefully he can get the second one. Deonte does not have much arch at all on those free throw tries. He has to be perfect with them for them to go or get a lucky bounce. Miles lines up the second one, takes his time, launches with the left hand. That one is in, and it's perfect.
And Coach Brian Baroni calls timeout. Wants to try to draw something up here with just .8 seconds to try to get a shot off. It would be tough, but not impossible.
28-20, Morehead State down by 8. With the half about to end. And hopefully some regrouping in that Morehead State locker room here at the break. Get them back in this ballgame.
I just feel like they're this close to turning the corner and getting it figured out offensively and finally hopefully getting some shots to fall. But single-digit number of made field goals here in the first half, only 8 of 29. That's not typical Morehead State efficiency.
When Morehead State trails at the half over the last 4 years, the record is just 11 and 25. But this is not an impossible situation whatsoever.
No.
Shamar Wright will inbound, baseline left to go the distance. All the other players at the other end of the floor. Shamar Wright looking, running the baseline to his right, back to his left at midcourt, caught by DeMarco Miner, who launches from there and misses it wide left to win the first stanza. Your score at halftime here in Edwardsville, SIUE 28, Morehead State 20. I'm Chuck Baraz, along with Tom Lewis. We'll come back to talk about the first 20 minutes of play here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Time at First Community Arena in Edwardsville, Illinois. In this OVC battle, SIUE, the home team, leads Moorhead State 28-20. A defensive struggle. Moorhead State able to hold SIUE without a field goal in the last few minutes of the first half, but still down by 8 here at the break.
Yeah, the Cougars didn't score at all over the last 3:11 of that first half. And it has not been the prettiest offensive showing, really, on either end. The two teams combined, Chuck, 1 of 21 from three-point range.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and give you the numbers as sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for SIU Edwardsville, DeMarco Miner has been the difference maker in this ballgame. He leads the Cougars with a game-high 14 points. Rayshawn Taylor with 5. Shamar Wright with 4. 2 points each. Brian Taylor and Terrence Thompson, a single digit for Lamar Wright. SIUE, 13 of 33 from the field. 39.4%, 1 of 10 outside the arc, 1 of 2 at the line, out-rebounded by Moorhead State, 21-20. SIUE with 4 offensive rebounds, 2 assists, 4 turnovers, 4 steals. And as we turn to the other side of the ledger, Moorhead State being led by Riley Minix with 9 points, 4 points each, Jordan Lathan, Andrew Felwell, 3 for Deontay Miles, Khalil Thomas, Eddie Ricks, Jerome Morton, and Zach Iami got on the floor but did not put a point on the board. MSU, 8 of 29 from the field, just 27.6%, 0 of 11 from three-point range, 4 of 7 at the free throw line, again winning the rebounding battle, 21-20. MSU with 6 offensive rebounds to go along with 4 assists and 8 turnovers already, 4 steals, 4 block shots, 2 by Minix. At the half, here at First Community Arena in Edwardsville, Illinois, SIUE 28, Moorhead State 20. I'm Chuck Meraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whittaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Jeffrey Hill, Chair of the Department of Communication, Media, Art, and Design. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So we're looking at a kind of revamp within the departments that you look over, and that is the transition of convergent media to its kind of new form as media evolves.
Yeah, I mean, convergent media was started about a dozen years ago, and at that time, that was certainly the buzzword of the day, and the upper administration thought that was a good idea. Some of the faculty were not as impressed about it, but nonetheless, it was what it was. But since we were in the process of revamping some of the curriculum of the program, it seemed a good time to also consider revamping the name of the program.
And that name is?
Media Production and Journalism. Nice, simple, straight. It's obvious what it is. There's no confusion about what it is, I think.
And so some of the changes were made to general education and then some of the courses within what used to be CVM, what is now Media Production and Journalism.
Yeah, correct. I mean, they still show up in the catalog as CVM classes, but that is going to be in process of being changed to MPJ. Not that that's that relevant, but just so that it's not confusing at all.
Right.
But yeah, we changed a number of things. I mean, there's the core classes, and we made some changes to that. We removed a class, we added a couple of classes, and then in the elective blocks, you know, over the last dozen years, we've had a number of courses that have been put on the books, and obviously those courses weren't part of the program, so we've added those into the program, and then we've kind of moved a few around that didn't seem maybe as relevant, lost a couple that didn't seem as relevant as well.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things that students learn within this program?
Well, that's the beauty of it. They learn everything from writing to producing to directing to shooting, doing the videography. It's really a one-stop shop for production and journalism. So they'll have the opportunity to work for a newspaper, and more often than not, they'll be able to get their work in some of the local papers around the state of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So they'll get some bylines. They'll be able to do video production, documentary production, get some of that work potentially on PBS. They'll be able to work for the TV station here on campus and produce the live half-hour newscast that happens every Thursday at 5:00. They'll have the opportunity to work here at the radio station, mm-hmm. which is where I'm sitting right now, and I happen to see a couple of my fellow students just over in the other room there working. So.
That's right. Yes. And what are some of the challenges of this program?
I think the biggest challenge of the program is giving the students enough time to do the work. Students today are stretched so thin, right? They're taking 15, 18 credits. They've got another job or two.
Yeah.
They maybe have a wife or a husband. They might even have a couple of children. And, you know, being able to carve out the amount of time necessary because, yeah, you got to do well in your classes. You got to get good grades. I don't bother that at all. I don't think that's a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But they got to do the work outside of the classroom to really be able to make their work shine. I mean, again, it's all about the real, R-E-E-L. They got to have a good portfolio, a good thing that shows what they've actually done. They go in and say, I got a straight 4.0, they'll shake your hand and say, well done, but they're not going to necessarily give you the job.
Yeah. Well, Jeffrey, thank you for explaining the changes and challenges and joys of this program. Thanks so much for being here.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Jeffrey Hill, Chair of the Department of Communication, Media, Art, and Design. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
And we're getting set for the second half here at First Community Arena. Morehead State on the road for this OVC contest at SIU Edwardsville and trailing. As we look toward the next 20 minutes of play, 28-20, the Cougars on top. Looking at the other games, which will be starting later on today in the Ohio Valley Conference, Southeast Missouri will be playing at Tennessee Tech. UT Martin hosting Little Rock. Tennessee State and Nashville hosting Lindenwood. And Western Illinois in a cross-state rivalry with Eastern Illinois. That game to be on EIU's home floor. For Morehead State, defense is not the problem right now. Finding a way to stop perhaps DeMarco Miner might be a good idea, though. He's got 14 points here at the break. Without him, SIU Edwardsville might actually be behind. But Morehead State's offense is the issue right now. 28%, 0 of 11 from three-point land, won't do it. And this is a Morehead State basketball team that came in averaging 78.5 points a game. And over the last seven games against Division I opponents, averaging just about 81 points a game. So you know that they're capable. It's just not happening today. And we'll have to give credit to the SIU defense. The Cougars have played well on that end of the floor. And they always give Morehead State fits for whatever reason. With their switching on defense, they're sagging, and they do a very good job of it under head coach Brian Baroni. Morehead State's going to have to hit some three-point shots, I think, in the second half to loosen up that Cougar defense. So we talked about MSU came in as one of the best shooting teams from three-point land in the OVC, second best as a group at 35.8%. You have Thomas and Lathan at plus 41% from outside the arc on the year. Drew Thelwell at 36%. Riley Minix only 31%, but he hit three of them the other day at Eastern Illinois. So, again, you know they're capable of getting the job done. They've got to hit some shots to loosen up the defense. Back with the second half, 28-20, SIU Edwardsville over Morehead State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Now
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
MSU starts with the basketball in the second half. Thelwell across the line, 28-20. SIUE leads. Layton out front takes it, left to right behind him. Thelwell drives right, goes far corner, open, catch and shoot three. Thomas knocks it down. First points of the ball game for Khalil, and hopefully that gets him on track. And Moorhead State has kept the deficit to five. Good start to the second half. Thomas had a really good look and drilled it. Across the line, Miner on Thelwell. Moorhead man-to-man. Pass up top. Thompson has to come out and make that catch. He'll drive right in the lane to the block, to the baseline, to the goal. No one picks him up, and he slams it down. Terrence Thompson now with 4 points. 30-23. SIUE. Thelwell angles toward the left hash, comes back to his right, top of the lane, far side, Minix. He has an open look three. In and out, no. Thompson, the rebound for SIUE, flips it ahead on the hop midcourt to Miner. Miner on Thelwell, trying to get to the lane. Got a screen, comes baseline left, feeds it right side to Shamar Thomas. Or rather, Shamar Wright. He takes it to the goal, has his tomahawk drive blocked by Minix, and I think we've got a foul on Riley.
Legit call. Got him with the body. Fairly clean up top, but he definitely got him with the body, Chuck.
But he stopped a sure 2 points, and this will send, when he can get off the floor, Shamar right to the free throw line to our left for two.
Basically had to peel him off the floor.
Yeah, he went down hard. He and Minix collided heavily, and Shamar Wright went down. He's a 71% free throw shooter, has yet to shoot from the free throw line in this ball game. Two field goals and 4 points for him this afternoon.
Shamar, one of only six SIUE players with at least 1,000 points and 500 rebounds over his career.
Left-hander with the first free throw. It's in. He's got 5 points on the day. The lead grows back to 8 points for SIUE. Wright with the second one, floats it up and through. And the lead at nine is Moorhead State. Early in the second half, has to battle out of a hole to come back to try to win this thing. Lathan down central with a left-hand dribble picked up by Miner at the logo. Lathan down the left sideline. Got to the baseline, got to the goal. Puts up a short shot, blocked by Miner. Ball loose toward the Moorhead State bench. Goes out of bounds. And Miner touched it last, so Moorhead State gets another chance.
I like Lathan's aggressiveness, but I'm not sure that that was the wisest shot coming off of the left side with the left hand.
Lathan in bounds, far hash, short feet in. Thelwell on the move, back to the right wing. Off it goes to Lathan. Lathan turns left on the dribble, left of the lane, far corner Thomas. He'll angle in, no shot there. High right, Minix, safe to shoot. Minix wide left to Thelwell. Five to shoot. Thelwell out front looking. Right side, Thomas, two to shoot. Up and under he goes for a three-point try. Swish! Wow! With a defender on top of him.
And that was heaved. That was not just a set clean shot. He literally heaved that from the hip.
Thomas was 6 points all in the second half on two triples. 32-26. MSU Downs defense. Free throw line back to the goal. Lamar Wright. Out to the right hash in Miner. Miner on Thelwell. 12 on the shot timer. He'll drive the right wing to the baseline. Get in on Fellwell. Blocked from behind by Deontay Miles. Picked off the glass by Minix. Down the left sideline, Thomas. Angle drive. Got to the hole. Right side. Open. Lathan for three. Off the rim. No. Fight for the rebound. Out of bounds. It goes to Morehead State.
Crowd doesn't like it, but I think it's the right call.
Lathan had a good look there. Just didn't put it down.
Back on the other end that started that transition attempt, the Eagle big guys are doing a really nice job rotating from the backside to help.
20 on the shot clock as it resets. Thelwell out front after the inbound. Works the dribble off the screen from Minix. He'll come left to the lane. Dump it out to Riley. Top of the key. Riley down the left arc. Straight away Thomas. The long three for Khalil. Front of the rim, no. Rebound kicks along free throw line. Lamar Wright. Wright driving on Minix. Fights to the block. Puts it up. Blocked by Riley. And out of bounds it goes. And they'll give it right back to SIUE.
Riley's been a shot-blocking machine so far today. He has four blocks, I believe, in this game.
Came in with...
Make it three.
21 for the season, now 24 overall. Baseline right, 24 to shoot. Inbound, Rayshon Taylor, near side toward the corner. On the dribble, it's Miner. DeMarco, left angle drive, got to the lane, turns left. Left block, bounces it off to Thomas. Rather, Thompson, he'll turn, hook, miss, rebound... Riley Minix put a foul on Morehead State on the play, and they'll... They said number 33. There's no 33 on the floor.
I believe that's going to go on Miles.
Third foul on Miles. That's crucial right there. Second foul of the half on MSU. Thompson line left, gets a couple of shots. First one up and good. Thompson now with 5 points. Miles has to come out with those three fouls, and Zach Iemi replaces him. MSU down. And the second one up and in for Thompson.
Thompson only 59% free throw shooter, but he looks smooth on both of those.
Now 34-26 in favor of SIUE out front. Thelwell surveys the defense with a standing dribble. Right wing coming out, Thomas. Khalil a bounce and back out toward the line, and Minix back to Thomas. Had the screen, takes it down the right baseline, gets it to the cutting Iemi. Oh, he missed the layup, and the ball ricochets off of him out of bounds, and to SIUE it goes. Boy, he had that basket all to himself, and he missed
that
layup.
He actually hit the bottom side of the rim as he went up, Chuck.
And we've got a timeout on the floor. 16:52 remains in this ball game at First Community Arena. Morehead State down 34-26 to SIU Edwardsville on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Well, Morehead State trailing by 8, 34-26. That was the margin at halftime. 16:52 left to play. A lot of time that Morehead State's offense still trying to get back on track. One good piece of news is the Eagles have a couple of threes here after going 0 of 10 from outside the arc in the first half. They've hit two here in the second half, both of those by Khalil Thomas. Morehead State needs a whole lot more of that, and they've got to find a way to get that offense going. Only 26 points thus far and a shooting percentage of 27.8 overall.
Not to make too much of a deal out of it, Chuck, but you know, there's a lot to be said about routine in sports, and MSU did not have a shoot around here at First Community Arena because of the time of this game tipping off so much earlier than usual and the women playing afterwards, and so SIUE's women were warming up when we got here.
And left, SIUE controls. Rayshawn Taylor out front on Lathan. Holding, 15 seconds to go on the shot timer. Heads down the right arc, angles in, takes it to his left of the lane, tripped up. They're going to call Lathan for a foul, I believe, and for Jordan Lathan, number three. Morehead State with three in the second half. Taylor will limp over toward the right sideline and come to the Cougar bench to be replaced by Eddie Entorado, the six-foot junior from Miami. Morehead State about to send in Jerome Morton, will replace Lathan, try to protect him with those three fouls. They're going to send the ball to the baseline to the left to have Shamar Wright inbound, 20 on the shot clock. Left corner leaping, catching Lamar Wright. He'll try to work into the block. Double team there. Gets it to the cutting Thompson to the goal. Left-handed scoop, flip, blocked away out of bounds. Didn't see who got that block.
I couldn't tell if it was Iami or Minix. They were both in the vicinity, but I was blocked by the near side official. Couldn't tell whose hand got it.
Shot clock at 20, and I think they may change that. Well, nope, they don't. Baseline right, Shamar Wright, SIUE inbound. Minix in his face. Looks toward the far side. Miner on Thomas. He'll drive baseline right. Cut off there. Retreats to the corner and then swings it back out to Thompson on the side. Knocked out of his hands, but Miner has it. He'll retreat to the corner. Nine to shoot. He'll shoot over Iami for three. Side of the rim. No. Tapped up. No. Baseline left. Rebound. Thelwell got away from Miner and comes the other way on the run. Wide left. Minix. Far corner. Thomas. Catch and shoot three. Back of the iron. No. Rebound, SIU Edwardsville Miner. He'll do it himself across the timeline, along the right sideline. Drive to the lane, has his pass batted, stolen by Jerome Morton of MSU. MSU 2-on-2, Morton all the way, coast to coast, puts up a shot, knocked down, didn't go. He'll get fouled and go to the line for two.
I believe it was Thompson who blocked the shot, but a lot of body afterwards.
Yeah, and Thompson picks up his first personal. And just the first foul of the second half for the Cougars. Morton is line right, where he will shoot two. Jerome on the year, 14 of 19 from the line, 74%, has not scored in this ballgame yet. 6'4 freshman from Winchester, Kentucky, and GRC High School. First free throw up and in. Jerome averaging just under 3 points a game. Thomas out, Eddie Ricks in for MSU. Eagles looking for any kind of a spark from anyone right now. 34-27, Morehead down by seven. Morton with a second freebie yet to come line right. Morton launching with the left hand, got it. His first 2 points get MSU back within six. 15:43 left to play as DeMarco Miner comes across the timeline with a left-hand dribble, surveys that Morehead State man-to-man defense. He'll work on Ricks up top, come left into Jerome Morton. Miner runs to the right arc. Sideline leaves it for Shamar Wright, back to Miner. Angles in, almost bobbled it. Left side to Tirado and clears it back out to Miner. Seven to shoot. Miner on Morton, driving to the hole. Lays it up, blocked by Morton, taken off by Minix. Morehead State with a possible 5-on-4. Morton at the left angle, drives in, Ricks, right corner, Thelwell, set shot three, air ball, cleared everything. It comes right back to Morton, who's knocked down, no call. Tirado has it for SIUE. He'll work it to the offensive end, spin around Thelwell to the free throw line, right hash to Miner. He'll drive high left, no shot there, far side Tirado, and now we've got a foul away from the ball as Iami was jousting with Arnis Sakinis down at the block, and a foul on Iami. First foul on Zach, fourth on Morehead State. Here comes Miles in for Iami. And remember, Deontay will return with three fouls. 34-28, 14:55 to go. SIUE with the ball. Baseline right to inbound and the lead. Ball comes right corner. Torado, catch and shoot three. High off the heel of the rim and a miss and a rebound. Ricks from Moorhead State to Thelwell. Drew down central, left to right across the timeline. Toward the left corner, Ricks. He'll take it to the lane, back to the goal. Left block extended, on the hop to Minix. Minix fights his way, turns, fades, 15-footer, yes!
Had a huge size mismatch there, 7 inches on Torado, who was trying to body him up, but that was not going to happen.
Minix now with 11, MSU down, 34-30. Sakinas out front, one bounce right sideline. Shamar right, he'll curl left, come to the elbow, throw it down low for Sakinas. He'll try to lay it up, and he does so over Minix and in. 36-30, Moorhead State down by 6, comes to the offensive end, led by Drew Thelwell, to the logo, and across between the circles to his right, Minix. High left, out for it, Miles. Miles trying to give it to Thelwell instead, bounce left to the lane, Minix. He'll take it to the block. Now he's double-teamed, fighting in there, lost the ball, and it rolls out of bounds to the right of the goal standard, and MSU will keep it. And we have a timeout on the floor. 13:48 to play here in Edwardsville. Moorhead State trailing SIUE 36-30. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Moorhead State last led in this ball game with 13-16 left to go in the first half by a score of 10-9. Right now, the Eagles are trailing here at SIU Edwardsville with 13:48 to play, 36-30. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. MSU's defense this afternoon has been overall pretty good, Tom Lewis. But at the same time, the offense still trying to find the rhythm. You see it here and there. And you just feel like if they could click and go on, say, a bit of a run at some point, they could take control of this game, talking about the Eagles.
Right. There have been a couple of times where it looked like they were just about to turn the corner, just about to get it figured out. But for whatever reason, they can't. But it's been that way on both ends, quite honestly. I mean, both teams have missed 6 of their last 7 field goal tries. The two teams combined are shooting 10% from three-point range. Eagles 2 of 18, and SIUE 1 of 12 from outside the arc. So neither team lighting it up offensively, but I agree. If the Eagles could just get some semblance of a flow, they've still got a good chance to win this game.
Latham back in there, drives to the hole, reverse layup, blocked away, loose on the hardwood, picked off by Polk of SIU Edwardsville. He's just come in. He'll take it down the right sideline, right to left of the offensive end, out to Shamar right. Checked by Latham, down the left arc, Brian Taylor, driving on Minix, baseline left. Fakes, got to the hole, dishes it to Sakinas. Missed the layup underneath. Rebound, he's Morton. Hurt. Here come the Eagles, 2-on-3. Morton to the hole, drive, layup, off the iron, twice and in. Count it, he's fouled.
On the other end, Sakina still on the floor in obvious pain, holding his left knee.
Yeah, hopefully that young man's okay. That foul will belong to who? It looks like I haven't put it up on the board yet. Waiting.
Sakinas not putting any weight at all on his left foot as he's helped to the bench.
Yet to see who the foul is on SIU Edwardsville. They gave the layup to Morton. Shamar Wright, Brian Taylor, Thompson Polk, and Rayshon Taylor in there for SIUE.
Yeah, Rayshon Taylor, it looks like, called for that foul.
Okay, so that's his first. And just number two on the Cougars. So line right with the possible old-fashioned three-point play is Morehead State's Jerome Morton. He has his team within four as he stands line right. Squats down, push with the left hand, back of the rim and a miss. A rebound off the hardwood, near side of the lane, picked away by Brian Taylor of SIUE. Rayshon Taylor controls between the circles at the other end on Thomas at the far side. Turns left, turns right, goes to the corner to Polk. He'll bring it back out on the dribble. Guarded by Morton, left to right out front, Brian Taylor, high right, Shamar Wright, seven on the shot clock. He'll try to angle in, pushes it on Ricks, bumps, ball knocked loose by Eddie, picked away by Thompson. Shot clock violation, good defense, Morehead State.
Outstanding defense that trip.
Boy, Ricks took a lot of contact from Thompson as he tried to get to the lane and held his ground very nicely.
And Minix, again, low post rotation to help from the weak side. That double team really made a difference.
Lathan down central across the line, works on Polk. Wide to the left side. High right to Ricks. Right block extended. Minix on Shamar Wright. Powers his way into a double team. Tried to get to the lane and a reach-in foul on SIUE. And that will go to Shamar Wright, number two. And number three on the Cougars. Reset the shot clock at 20. Morehead State. Baseline right on the inbound. It will be the freshman, Jerome Morton, to put the ball in. Morton looking, finds Lathan, right corner. He'll bring it back out, knocked away, ball loose, steal. Rayshon Taylor down to Shamar Wright to the hole, and he dunks it. He's got eight. And it's 38-32, SIUE. 12:15 to play. Down central, left to right, Lathan. To the right arc, to the right block, to the baseline. Feeds it underneath on the alley-oop, tapped up and in by Ricks, who is running the left baseline.
Ricks goes down holding his left ankle.
And he'll be helped to his feet by Riley Minix and Jordan Lathan. And he is going to have to come out, I think. Nope, they're going to take out Morton. Thelwell comes in.
Miles is checking in, and it looks like Ricks will go to the bench.
Yeah, as he'll be looked over by Jordan Kelly, the MSU trainer. Morehead State down by four after that. Nice feed and finish by Ricks, 38-34. It Cougars in the offensive end. Left wing, Miner standing dribble. Turns it back out to Shamar Wright. Right side, Polk. He'll turn to his left. Coming out front for it, Thompson to Taylor. Left to right, he comes to the far side, Polk. 11 on the timer. Left of the lane, Shamar Wright in on Minix. Puts it up, blocked away by Miles. He got it back, laid it up, and missed that one too. And Minix pulls down this rebound for Morehead State. To Thelwell.
And again, the double team down low.
Thelwell at the far side. Angles in. Bounce baseline. Miles to the hole. Slams it down with two hands. Yeah. 5 for Deontay and Morehead State within two. 38-36. 11:20 to play. Miner up top on the dribble, guarded by Minix. Right side coming up the sideline. Polk for the basketball to the hash. Wide left, Miner on Thelwell. Looks like he may want to go with it. Takes it to his right, to his left. To the near corner, Shamar Wright. Trying to back to the block. Feeds it down low. Inside. Ball ripped out of the hands of Thompson by Thomas. To Thelwell. Back to Thomas. Left side, Minix to the left corner. Tipped away out of bounds by Rayshon Taylor into the Morehead bench. And the Eagles playing well right now at both ends as we head to the media timeout. But they're trailing. 10:55 to play. It's SIUE at home over Morehead State, 38-36. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Hinton Mills has mixed and sold our own wild bird seed for years. Our grandma, Laura Hinton, loved to feed and watch the birds. In honor of that love, we're holding our annual wild bird seed sale all this week. In the winter, natural seed sources are less plentiful. You can help provide songbirds with a nutritional boost by supplementing their diet with our fresh, high-quality wild bird seed mix. Our mix is formulated for birds that reside in our region this season. Save on 50-pound bags now through Saturday at Hinton Mills.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Well, Moorhead State has crawled within two of SIU Edwardsville with 10:55 to go. 38-36, Moorhead State. Three of its last three from the field. On the flip side, SIUE, two of its last 10. And Moorhead State, you could tell after that last basket and that last timeout call, Tom, a moment ago when the Eagle players who were on the floor came to the bench area, there was some fire over there.
Yes, there was, and to the extent that the officials actually had to step in a bit and keep the two teams separated, nothing near, you know, fight breaking out, but you could tell there was a little bit of jawing, and Moorhead State seemed to be picking up the intensity. We said if the Eagles can just get a little bit of a run going, they might be able to claw back and take this game over a bit, because SIUE, even though they've led just about the entire way, Moorhead State, double check here, Moorhead State has led for about 7 minutes in this game, but SIUE for nearly 21. But this may be the moment where the Eagles are able to turn that corner and assume some control.
Eagles inbounding in the offensive end. Thelwell at the left side on the dribble. Trying to penetrate, can't do it. Left corner, Thomas wide open for three. Spins out, no. Baseline rebound left to Miner of SIUE. That would have put Moorhead State in front. Miner down central, right to left across the timeline. Fronted by Drew Thelwell. SIUE trying to spread the floor a bit. Miner to the right wing. Clears it back out to Taylor coming left to right. Down low. Lamar Wright get on. Thelwell puts the layup up and in as he beat the smaller player. Miles coming over to help late. Couldn't get there, and the foul is on Thelwell, just his first. I was holding my breath to make sure it wasn't on Miles, which would have been his fourth. But Wright is at the line with a possible three-point play as they count the basket, and he gets a free throw. And that lead extends now to four.
Thelwell thought he could steal that ball, and once he had committed to do that, he could not regain his position behind the offensive player, and it allowed that easy lane to the bucket.
Wright completed the three-point play with the freebie, and now it's 41-36 Cougars. At the left wing, Thelwell, left corner, Lathan, open, fakes, drives in baseline, jump and shoot for 15, off the glass, off the rim, no, tap try by Miles, doesn't go in, ball loose on the hardwood, Thomas falls on top of it, they tie up, but SIUE has the arrow.
Thomas tried to call timeout, but the officials said no. The defender already had a hand on the ball as well.
So Moorhead State comes up empty on that trip, and now the Cougars have it to go 94 feet right to left with Moorhead dropping inside the half-court line to play defense. Miner down the middle, looking over that Moorhead man-to-man as he comes across the timeline. Works out front, off the right side, he goes to the hash. Back out to Rayshawn Taylor. Taylor driving the left arc on Lathan. Got to the baseline, to the block, turns right, puts up the one-hander on the fade. Off the rim, no rebound, tap to the hardwood, tracked down by Thelwell. Long feed ahead to Lathan in the offensive end. Lathan, baseline left, layup, count it, foul! He'll get a free throw. I think that was Rayshon Taylor with a foul.
Nope, I don't believe they called it on Rayshon.
Looks like it might be Polk. Yep, it's yep. Desmond Polk who just came in. So Lathan, but now 6 points. Looking for the free throw here. 75% free throw shooter, puts it up and through. Three-point play for Lathan helps matters greatly as Morehead State is now back down by just 2 points at 41-39 with 9:35 to go. Miner bounce inside the right hash to Polk. Clears it back out to Taylor to the left yard. Miner circles to his right, comes in on Miles. Off the right angle from 10, the jumper's in. His first 2 points of the second half. He's got 16 for the ball game. 43-39, SIUE. Thelwell drives the left sideline to the offensive end, backs it up to the far hash. Drew surveys the defense. Comes to his right, throws it back to his left to Minix. Minix outside the block, double team, has the ball, knocked away, got it back, throws it up the sideline where it's stolen by Taylor. Rayshon Taylor, coast to coast, the drive to scoop the score. He's got seven, and it's a 6-point ball game in favor of SIUE.
Cougars extend defensive pressure a little bit onto Thelwell, but the Eagles no trouble getting it inbounds.
Thelwell with a left-hand dribble across the timeline. Angles to the left half. Popping out front, Lathan. Lathan, left wing. Pass inside, tipped. And Minix got some contact with Rayshon Taylor, who went down inside the lane. And I think Taylor does get this foul as they got tangled up. Second on Rayshon Taylor.
That was a break for the Eagles. Had that foul not occurred away from the ball, that was going to be another MSU turnover.
MSU with 11 turnovers in the ball game. Fifth foul on SIUE. Baseline left with a new 20 on the shot clock. Morehead State's Riley Minix. Minix back out, head of the key, Thelwell on the inbound. Drew left, drives, puts it up off the window. Rebound, SIUE's Shamar Wright. Shamar Wright to the offensive end at the right sideline. Coming toward the corner with the dribble, standing there. Whips it back out to Miner. Miner high left on Thomas. Near wing, Rayshon Taylor. Turns to his right into Thelwell. He's being guarded by Lathan. Now he'll drive to the left baseline. Get inside and underneath and go toward the right side. Fire up the 12-footer. In and out. No. Rebound Minix off the hardwood for Morehead State. Riley to the offensive end. Far side, right corner. Gives it off to Lathan. Wide open for a triple. Uh-uh. Fight for the rebound. Minix put back. Yes.
He now has a double-double.
Riley with 13 points.
And that was his 10th rebound.
Yep. 45-41, Morehead within four, defends. 7:37 to go. Miner moving on Miles, left of the lane. On Thelwell, puts up the 15-footer, no. Offensive, or rather defensive rebound, Lathan. Lathan takes it the other way toward the corner. At the left wing to Minix and back out to Lathan between the circles. Trying to drive in there, can't do it. Coming around for the handoff, Thelwell. Thelwell backs up, looks, left corner, Lathan. Jordan plays it down on Miner. Fights to the lane, turns, puts up a shot, blocked back into his hands, got it, left of the lane, puts up a 10-footer, off the glass and in.
Lathan still 0-for from three-point range, but he scored 9 points today anyway.
And now it's a two-point game, SIUE with the lead in the basketball. Miner toward the right half, down the far sideline, Rayshon Taylor, 19 on the shot timer, clears it back out, Lamar Wright, at the near side to Miner, working on Thomas, 12 to shoot. Fires it back out, Thompson, right to left, Rayshon Taylor, the long three and nothing but net. His second triple of the ball game, he goes into double figures with 10 points. Big shot there for the Cougars. Morehead State, the offensive end, Thelwell left to the lane. Down low, Miles fakes, lays it up, took contact, missed the layup.
Slam it home, big guy, slam it home.
48-43, SIU Edwardsville, 6:13 to go. Inside the right hash, Miner on Thelwell. Thelwell goes down, no charge. He'll get to the goal. Fire it back out to the cutting Rayshon Taylor. Baseline left with the left hand. He lays it in. And Morehead State may need a timeout with
5:58 to play, 50-43.
And they take one.
SIUE with the lead and a timeout, Morehead State, which should leave the Eagles with three for the ballgame. And will they turn this into a full or not?
It looks like they will.
They will. So we'll step aside. 5:55 to go on this ballgame at SIU Edwardsville. Morehead State trailing 50-43. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Keep your family warm with the red hot grocery buys you'll find inside Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA Fresh Store Ground Chuck is specially priced for just $3.99 a pound. Super Select Cucumbers and Extra Large Green Bell Peppers are only 88 cents. And two large 52-ounce cartons of Florida's Natural Orange Juice or Grapefruit Juice are just $7. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
.55 to go on Morehead State in a hole right now at SIU Edwardsville, trailing the Cougars 50-43. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Tom Lewis. MSU women playing, by the way, later on today here in Edwardsville. That game to tip off at 3 o'clock Eastern. Tom starts the pregame show 15 minutes before that.
All the years we've worked together, it will be the first time I've done play-by-play and you've done color with me.
That's right. That's true. I hadn't thought about it until now you mentioned it. Well, Morehead State's offense still trying to find some traction. The Eagles are shooting just under 33% for the day. Left hash inbound, 25 to shoot. Khalil Thomas drops it into Thelwell. Thelwell floats to his right. High right, comes back to his left. Working on Shamar Wright. Minix pops out for it. Wide left, Thelwell, left corner Thomas. Khalil on the drive to the hole with a scoop and score. Khalil now with eight. MSU will defend down by five.
One of the few times today the Eagles have found an open lane to drive.
Miner up top. Leaves it there for Thompson. Back to the goal. Faces up on Miles. Gets around him off the screen. Here's a pass inside tip, but Miner has it. Baseline right. Retreats to the corner, and they'll reset. 10 to shoot. He'll head back to the far hash. Still keeps his dribble. 7 to shoot. Miner to the right corner on Miles. He'll fade, fire a three, side of the rim. No. Rebound. Shamar Wright in the lane. Threw it to the far corner. Ball tipped out of bounds by a Morehead State player. So it will be Cougar basketball.
I believe it was Miles who last touched it.
Shamar Wright trying to inbound over Minix. Looks inside. Goes outside. Can't find anyone. Throws it to the right of the lane to Lamar Wright. Out to Thompson. Up the far sideline. Miner circles out for it. Comes to the timeline with 11 to shoot. Standing dribble there on Lathan. Moving in high right. Comes high left. 5 to shoot. 4 to shoot in the lane. Feeds up the 13-footer over Thomas and scores it.
He is just lethal. Once he gets high in the lane there, that 12, 13-foot jumper is unstoppable.
He's got 18 points to lead all scores. MSU down 52-45. Here's Thelwell with the drive, the scoop, the miss. He's knocked down, whistle foul. Two free throws coming for Drew Thelwell. With 4:34 to play in the ballgame, his team down by 7. He'll have a chance to score with the clock stopped, and that's important. Thelwell with only 4 points in the ballgame on 2 field goals has not shot a free throw today. Thelwell on the year at the line is 79%.
Howell, first one up. Left it short, no good. Didn't look good from the time it left his hand, to be honest with you.
As much as the Eagles have struggled today, this is the 12th game this season where Thelwell has 5-plus assists.
Drew with a second one. Let's see if he can nail it. Puts it on the way. In and out, no. Rebound knocked to the hardwood. SIU Edwardsville has it. Miner down the floor. Shamar right at the wing. Back to the hash and Miner. Miner at the near side. 4:23 to go. They lead by 7. He'll come right. Move in. 18-footer. Left it short. Rebound inside the lane. Lathan for MSU. Jordan hustles to the right sideline to bring it to the offensive end. Cut left, top of the key. Jordan Lathan steps left. Shoots the three switch.
His first triple of the day.
8 points in the second half. 12 for the game for Lathan. 52-48. Moorhead down defending. Miner runs to the right hash. Thelwell guards him. To his left, the pass goes out to Lamar Wright. Lamar Wright has his dribble picked up at the left wing on Thomas. Gets it to the cutter. I can't see who it is. I'm blocked off by the official. Right corner three put up, though, by Shamar Wright, who drills it. And now it's 55-48. They're starting to feel it, Tom.
Every
three and
time
a half to go.
Moorhead State makes a surge, SIUE has an answer.
Thelwell at the near side. Out front to Thomas. Khalil on the drive. Left of the lane. Puts up the short shot. Off the glass, off the rim twice and a miss and a rebound. Thomas, he'll throw it to the far side. Lathan, he'll shoot the three. Spins off, no. Shamar Wright, the rebound. Backs it up to Miner. Time running out. 3:08 to go. MSU down by 7 at 55-48. And they want a timeout talking about SIUE. They'll be left with three. Moorhead State with two. I think I said three earlier for MSU, but they hadn't changed it on the board. It's two for Moorhead. But the lead at 7. The Cougars, with the advantage, also have the basketball, and this is a full timeout. We'll step aside. 3:05 to go in Edwardsville. SIUE 55, Moorhead State 48. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Moorhead State trailing with only 3:05 to go at SIU Edwardsville, 55-48. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. When we get back into play, the Cougars will have the basketball, so they're getting the best of things. Moorhead State offensively today has had a tough time of it, shooting under 34% overall. 3 of 22 from three-point range, 7 of 13 at the line. Meanwhile, SIUE at 41.1%, 3 of 14 for three-point land, 6 of 7 at the line. Moorhead State's had some chances here in the second half. They've been as close as 2 points, but have just not been able to go over the hump. And down by 7 with 3:05 to go. They're facing a tall task here in southwestern Illinois of coming back and winning this ball game.
Yeah, again, every time the Eagles make a surge, SIUE has had an answer, and they've had a little surge of their own. It's like this rubber band that is stretching like between 3 and 8 points, and the Eagles just can't get it to budge any lower than that three-point mark.
Right hash inbound offensive end, Shamar Wright to Miner at the logo, left of it, Taylor down the left wing, Lamar Wright now to Miner, right elbow, Shamar Wright on Ricks, 10 to shoot, 2:55 to play, far side Miner, he'll circle out front between the circles, he'll work, 4 to shoot, 3 to shoot, left of the lane, 16 footer, missed the shot, went down, whistle foul, I think on Latham. And the fourth on Jordan Latham. And the sixth on MSU. And line left, DeMarco Miner, 88% for the line. Best free throw shooter in the OVC with two opportunities here. His team by 7 with 2:46 to play.
Kind of amazing with all his dribble penetration today, his first trip to the stripe.
First one up, and it rattles in. Miner for the second one, the right-hand push. Nothing but net there. They lead by 9, and Morehead State's in trouble.
He had a stretch last year where Miner made 47 straight free throws.
2:41 to go, 9-point SIUE lead. Thelwell, right of the lane, to the block for the baseline, the goal. Puts up a shot blocked by Thompson, right corner, saved in by Miner to Rayshawn Taylor. And the Cougars have it again. Up 57-48. Miner across the line on Thelwell.
Most important defensive trip of the game for the Eagles.
He'll drive it toward the corner and back out. He goes to Thompson. Right hash. Taylor called for it, but Thompson can't get it to him. Now does outside the right hash. As Taylor had trouble getting open on Latham. Taylor on the move. Ball knocked away by Latham. Jordan, a steal, goes to the seat of his pants and got the ball to Ricks across the line. Minutes wide open, high right for three. Off the iron, no, tapped up by Latham. Missed everything. And the ball right at the lane picked off by Shamar Wright with 1:52 left to go.
Needed that bucket so badly.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. They'll spread the floor. Miner out at the logo on Latham, 15 to shoot. 1:38 to go now. Slowly toward the left hash is DeMarco Miner. Cuts right toward the top of the lane on Minix. Moves in, Latham. Now he'll shoot the 19-foot fadeaway and can it. That might be the dagger. 22 points for DeMarco Miner. 11-point lead for SIUE with 1:19 to go. Thelwell at the right wing. Coming left up toward the top of the arc. To the right corner, Thomas saves it in the Minix. Straight away, Thelwell. 14 to shoot, 108 to play. High left, Thomas for a long three. Bangs it off the rim, no. Left corner rebound. Miner threw it off of Ricks to save the ball for SIUE. Out of bounds, it goes to the Cougars. Yep. I think this one's about over, Tom. I hate to say it, but
yeah,
it is.
I'm afraid you're right, partner.
Inbounding Rayshawn Taylor, Morehead State. Full court pressure. Comes into Shamar Wright. Rick's right there with him. Back to the baseline. Rayshawn Taylor on Latham. Under a minute to play. Morehead down. By 11, 59-48. Rayshawn Taylor outside the right hash. Slowly to his left to the emblem. Morehead State man-to-man. Rayshawn Taylor 10 to shoot, 41 seconds to go. Taylor dancing between the circles. Taking to the left side. Fadeaway three on the run. Missed it. Floor rebound. Tracked down by Miner and the Cougars reset. Here comes Miner at the left wing. 25 seconds to go. Yep, it's all over. Now a foul by Thelwell. Drew second, only his 13th of the season. Well, turns a personal foul. 23 seconds to go. SIUE by 11. Morehead State about to suffer its first OVC loss of the year. Miner, who's done most of the damage offensively for the Cougars, with 22 points, two free throws. Line left. Check that. 1+1. Nope. It was 1+1. He hit the first one. 23 points for Miner. This is why he was a preseason All-OVC pick. Good player.
Yeah, he is. 13 rebounds today, too.
Second one up and in. 61-48 SIUE. Fell well across the line. 17 seconds to play. Drew to his right. Back up top. Far side Ricks. Fade away three. High off the iron, no. Long rebound kicks out to Thelwell. Far corner, Minix. He'll shoot the three. Partially deflected. Out of bounds it goes. Baseline left with 3.1 seconds to go after a battle for it. And Morehead State will get it, but it really won't matter.
MSU in the midst of a 4-minute, 6-second scoring drought.
Layton inbounds high left to Thomas. He'll set his feet, fire a three and miss it. Bottom of the glass, and the ball game ends. Final score, SIU Edwardsville 61, Morehead State 48. I'm Chuck Meraz, along with Tom Lewis. We'll come back to talk about this one in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Morehead State falls today at SIU Edwardsville 61-48. The Eagles are now 13-5 overall, 4-1 in the OVC. SIU Edwardsville snapping MSU's four-game winning streak. The Cougars improve their overall record to 10-8. They are 3-2 in conference action. While we have a moment, let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Early on in this ballgame, Morehead State led, actually, about 13 minutes or so to go in the first half. MSU was up by one. The Cougars, from that point on, took control of play. Morehead State's offense, due in large part to a very good SIU defense, struggled today. The Eagles only shooting 30.6% from the floor. Tom Lewis, a tough day for the Eagles. I think they played good enough defense, but the offense just wasn't there.
Yeah, totally agree, Chuck. And you know, the way this game ended, pretty much indicative of why it wound up the way it did. The Eagles with a number of scoring droughts of 3-4 minutes throughout the afternoon, and MSU finishes with a scoring drought of 4 minutes, 9 seconds. 0 of their last 8 on field goal tries, 2 of their last 11. Meanwhile, the Cougars finished with a 9-0 run over the last 3:41, and it was those many slumps, those many droughts, along with the many spurts that SIUE continued to come up with throughout the game, because the Eagles played pretty solid defense too, but SIUE able to put together more of those 4, 5, 6 point chunks than MSU was able to come up with, and just continued to slowly throughout the second half increase that lead, and it was just a little too much for the Eagles to overcome.
Morehead got within two a couple of times in the second half, and at that point, Tom, it looked like they would be able to crawl over that hill, and I felt like if MSU could have gotten in front, it would have been enough maybe to carry that thing all the way on through to a victory, but they never could get there.
Yeah, and it was a situation where the Eagles at times got some good looks, but when those good looks don't fall, it just compounds the problem, because when you have that difficult look, because the other team's playing pretty solid defense too, it's almost imperative that, that something go. And you know, when MSU couldn't get the open shot that they wanted to fall, you knew it was going to be tough.
Again, the final score, 61-48. SIU Edwardsville wins at home over Morehead State. We'll go by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank, when we return here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
61-48, Morehead State falls here at SIU Edwardsville this afternoon before 1629 at First Community Arena. And let's go inside numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. SIU Edwardsville got a big day from their star point guard, DeMarco Miner. He had 24 points. Three Cougars reached double digits in scoring. Rayshawn Taylor next up with 12, 11 for Shamar Wright. 6 points, Terrence Thompson. Lamar Wright with four, two each. Arnis Sakinas and Brian Taylor. SIUE, 24 of 58 from the field. 41.4 overall in field goal percentage. From outside the arc, 3 of 15 at the line. Very good, 10 of 11. Rebounding was even today at 39 all. SIUE with 8 offensive rebounds. Miner had a double-double. He led his team with 13 boards. The Cougars with 8 assists, 8 turnovers, 7 steals, 5 blocked shots. Switching over to the Morehead State worksheet, two players in double figures. The top scorer today, Riley Minix, he had 13 points. Jordan Lathan added 12. Khalil Thomas with 8, all in the second half. 5 points for Deontay Miles. Drew Thelwell with 4. Jerome Morton with 4. Eddie Ricks with 2. Zach Iami played almost 8 minutes but did not score. Morehead State, 19 of 62 from the field, just 30.6%. A big factor from three-point range, Morehead just 3 of 27. That's right, just 3 of 27. Only 11%. 7 of 13 at the free throw line, just under 54% there. Again, the rebounding battle was even at 39. Morehead State had 14 offensive boards. Riley Minix had his 8th double-double of the season to go along with his 13 points. He had a team-high 10 rebounds. MSU with 8 assists in the ballgame, 5 of those by Drew Thelwell, 11 turnovers, 7 steals, 7 block shots. Riley Minix with 3 of those. In terms of some other stats, points in the paint, SIUE 26-22 over MSU there. Again, the final score from First Community Arena in Edwardsville, Illinois, Morehead State falls to SIUE by a count of 61-48. I'm Chuck Mraz, coming back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At First Community Arena in Edwardsville, Illinois. For 1,629 here today, Morehead State falls to SIUE by a count of 61-48. I'm Chuck Mraz along with MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. And Preston, we talked about it, this SIU Edwardsville team, very good. Good on defense. It was just a slog offensively for you guys today.
Yeah, it was. I got to give them credit. You know, they did a great job. They made everything really difficult on us. And, you got to give them credit. You know, for us, I thought we were fine defensively. You know, DeMarco Minor, every one of his shots were just tough. They were really hard shots, right? And so I'm not worried about that. But, you know, we didn't look connected and together on that offensive end from the jump. We just didn't. You know, things that make us a great team are communicating, making the extra pass and the easy play, as we've talked on here, and executing. And we didn't have those here tonight. And so we tried to, you know, for whatever reason, we played a lot like SIUE plays. And, you know, just look at your assist numbers, right? They get 8 assists in the win, tickled to death with their own shot selection. Well, we're tickled with the shots they took too, but we just didn't generate enough of Morehead State quality shots. I got to give them all the credit in the world. They played a great game, played extremely hard. They were ready for us here tonight, and we weren't quite ready. And so we saw the best version of the Cougars, and I promise you they did not see the best version of us here tonight. And we'll make sure that we get an opportunity again, that we'll make sure they get us.
You know, and untypically, when you got some good looks, you didn't hit those looks today. Only 3 of 27 from outside the arc. That is not the Morehead State basketball team we've seen all year.
Yeah, you know, we didn't shoot it exactly the way we're supposed to, but you know, at the end of the day, like, we're not going to come in here and just say, hey, you know what, we didn't make shots, so we can't win. We're better than that. We're better at other areas in the game, and we didn't finish around the rim. You know, we got a lot of good open threes. We didn't make those, but you know, let's talk about the layups we didn't miss, that we went in there and we didn't go strong. They did a phenomenal job vertically contesting us at the rim. You know, I don't know if there was fouls on them or not. They weren't called. We didn't do our job. You know, we didn't do our job of getting in there, getting the 2 feet, shot faking, and getting those guys in the air and doing what we talked about. And so, you know, we allowed a lot of their tough shots to feel like touchdowns and to break our focus. That's what we did. And when it broke one guy's focus, then it broke our focus. And our togetherness wasn't what it needed to be. And I'll make sure that we have that next time around.
And not making excuses, but at the same time, a little different setting today. We're playing at 11 a.m. Central, so no shoot-around this morning. Does that play into this at all?
You know, we're not going to pretend that it does, because, like, if you want to win this league, you got to play when you're supposed to play. You got to play when you don't feel well. If you want to win in Evansville in March, you don't get a shoot-around there. You, like, yeah, figure it out. So, like, no, there are no excuses. We know what's required, and you know, if we're pointing to excuses in that locker room, then we don't value what's required to win. So I give that zero credibility.
You know, and then the other side of this, too, is, you know, looking at this league overall, we knew that anytime you go on the road in the OVC, it's going to be a fight. It's not going to be easy. And you ran into a team that's very good. They're fired up, had a good crowd today,
yeah,
and they were ready to play, and they played well, and it just didn't happen for you.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't want to take any credit away from them. They did their job, right? SAUE, that was the best they got, you know, and they should feel good about that. And we just didn't have it today. We didn't have it. And, you know, it's such a valuable lesson for us, because sometimes you got to learn these lessons the hard way. You know, it's a lot more fun when you can come in on Monday and you're learning in that film room after a win, but at AAL it works all the time, you know. We needed this. We needed to get punched in the mouth. We needed to realize that if we're not connected, we're not sharing the basketball, we're not making easy plays, we're not, you know, this was close to happening to us last Saturday against Tennessee State. It really was, Chuck. You know, we did not play well in the second half, and we were fortunate to get a win at home. We weren't as fortunate here today. So we didn't really learn the lesson that we were supposed to last Saturday, or from last Saturday's game. But I'll make sure we learn it this time around.
Yeah, that was kind of my next point. Does a loss like this maybe help your team refocus?
Without question. Without question. You know, I don't doubt one bit that it's going to sharpen the focus and the hunger of our guys and the edge. And, you know, they're not going to point fingers. You know, we're not going to point fingers. We're all going to say, hey, we all got to do a little bit better with this. You know, and make those adjustments and get back to playing the way that we know we're capable of playing. But it should give you a heightened sense of urgency, right, that everybody's coming for you, man. Everybody's coming for you. Give SIUE credit. They caught us here today.
Well, and Thursday, you get back to the place, you get back to our house, but at the same time, a tough opponent, UT Martin.
Yeah, you know, I've seen them a little bit. You know, obviously some of the opponents we've already played, and haven't keened in on them as much, but I certainly will to make sure that they get all of our attention for next week, and that they get the best version of us. And, you know, we'll take the gift of this loss right here, and we'll turn it into that.
All right, we'll see you next week then.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, Preston. Appreciate it. Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin, 61-48. His team falls this afternoon at SIU Edwardsville. Coming back with the final segment of our post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Linex and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
We're back at First Community Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. Moorhead State falls to SIU Edwardsville this afternoon by a score of 61-48. The Eagles are now 13-5, 4-1 in the OVC. Time to name our MSU player of the game. And really, I mean, it wasn't a great day offensively. Really tough to choose. But Riley Minix, the graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, was the best of the bunch today for Moorhead State. 13 points, 10 rebounds, double-double, number 8 of the season. He also had 3 block shots and a steal in 37 minutes plus in his ball game. Riley Minix, our MSU player of the game. Elsewhere around the OVC, no other games have started yet, but the matchups look like this. Tennessee Tech at home against Southeast Missouri. Little Rock at UT Martin. Lindenwood in Nashville to play Tennessee State. Eastern Illinois at home to take on Western Illinois. And in just a little bit, you want to remember this, that the MSU women will be taking on SIU Edwardsville. Airtime 2:45, the tip-off for that ball game at 3 o'clock. Special thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, and to my broadcast partner, Tom Lewis. Don't forget the next broadcast of Moorhead State men's basketball, by the way, Thursday night from Johnson Arena as the Eagles hosting UT Martin. The women's game will start at 5 p.m., airtime 4:45. The men will tip things off at slightly after 7 o'clock. I'll be along with the start of that pregame show 15 minutes before tip. Again, the final, though, from Edwardsville today, SIUE 61, Moorhead State 48. I'm Chuck Mraz. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Moorhead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.